lad.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Now, Nevin's come in. Nevin!
How are you?
Nevin, good morning. You have tinfoil.
What?
What have you brought with me? You brought something if you brought tinfoil.
Do you know, they're fresh out of the oven, and I want to thank my breakfast chef, Marie McGlone, who organises breakfast, who you've met, actually.
Yes, Marie's lovely.
In the kitchen, so she baked them off this morning.
What are they?
Before I come up, they're called Madeleines. So, they're just done with brown butter, there's almonds, there's egg whites, there's a little bit of flour in there, and lots of melted butter. They're so tasty, aren't the ground almonds too? So they're beautiful. So we give these to all our guests.
For breakfast?
Guests when they check into the restaurant, so we do. Yeah.
Ah, lovely. Yeah. Aren't they nice? Lovely.
You're happy?
So you talk amongst yourself and do whatever it is you want to do.
Well, talking about breakfast and breakfast chefs, I was going to do two breakfast recipes for you this week.
Right. So what have you got then?
So I've got an Eggs Benedict, and I suppose this is a recipe that we serve in the restaurant, and a simple omelette.
Okay.
They both include a beautiful, one of my favourite ingredients is eggs. If you were to ask me, what's the one ingredient you can't live without, or your favourite?
And why is it eggs?
I love eggs. They're versatile, they're inexpensive, they are just delicious, full of flavour, and you can do so many different dishes with them.
Right, okay.
Whereas my twin brother, David, he's not a big fan of eggs.
No.
At all. I love them. I'd eat an egg every day.
He's a funny man. But now, what are you doing with
your
eggs?
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to talk about a sauce, we're going to talk about the Eggs Benedict. This is a little bit different because we serve this in the restaurant with a little bit of brioche. So normally it was served with some toasted muffins, but I think brioche, which is an enriched French bread, so it is, with butter, and there is sugar. We make this in the restaurant, so we do. So it's lovely and sweet and soft.
Okay.
So for the sauce, first of all, we talk about the sauce for the actual Eggs Benedict. Traditionally, it's done with a Hollandaise sauce, which I think is delicious, but it's very rich. This is a little bit different.
It can be very rich.
Yes, very, very rich. Mm. This is a little bit different. This is like a mustard kind of a cream, so it is. Ooh. There's a little bit of white wine vinegar.
Nice.
There is some mustard in it. There's a little bit of butter in it. There's some cream and there's some herbs. And you put everything into the pot and you let that reduce for about maybe 8 to 9 minutes until it's nice and thick. Mm. Or you can double the recipe for your listeners and you can thicken it with a little bit of diluted corn flour. If you're doing this, say you had people coming for brunch or you had a little party, something like that, it'll work really well.
Lovely.
So we're serving this with some grilled streaky rashers. I think some of the best bacon is from O'Neill's. They're based in Wexford and the dry cure the bacon. But there's lots of great producers, of course, they use Irish pork, which is really important. So streaky rashers are delicious. I think they're really, really gorgeous. If for your listeners, you say, God, no, I don't want any bacon, I don't want to keep it plain. Smoked salmon is beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Smoked salmon.
To serve on the side. A little bit of smoked salmon or smoked trout. There's a lady, we've mentioned her, Mags Kerwin, and she's based way down in County Kilkenny in Goatsbridge, and she is fabulous.
Sorry, just come back to the rashers. I'm glad you're putting in the streaky bacon. There was a time people would be mortified buying streaky bacon.
I know.
Because it was the cheap cut, apparently.
It's the best.
Tastiest.
I agree with you.
Keep your fat rashers, I say.
Well, we do in the restaurant, so I've given your listeners some ideas here, but we do in the restaurant, we actually cook a bacon joint. Marie does this, and she bakes it, and then she glazes it, and we slice that, and we just warm that up. So what we do is we toast the brioche, a little bit of wilted spinach, which is just cooked with a tiny little bit of butter. That's optional, by the way.
Yeah.
And then what we do, we'll talk about poaching eggs. So when you poach eggs, don't put salt into the water. Get the best quality eggs you can. Board be a quality assured eggs, what we're looking for, Irish producers. Try and get the corn-fed ones. I think they're a little bit more richer, they're more intense in flavour, and the colour is beautiful. So there's lots of wonderful eggs out there. So you boil the water. Absolutely. You boil the water, you put a tablespoon of white wine vinegar into that. And what the white wine vinegar does, Marty, it stabilises and holds the egg together. So it does. I remember many, many years ago doing a recipe like this, an open house with you and Mary Kennedy, and you asked me, why are you putting the vinegar in there, holding it all together? Now, you ended up eating the whole dish, you didn't need to share with Mary, but that's another story for another day. But I do really think this is a lighter version of the traditional Eggs Benedict. So you poached your eggs for about 2 or 3 minutes until they're nice and soft.
Okay.
And actually, if you're doing this for a group, you can half poach your eggs, put them into iced water, lift them out of the boiling water, and store them in the iced water, and then reheat them in boiling water for 30 seconds. Yeah, you
can.
Now, we would always do it fresh in the restaurant,
sure, of course.
But for people at home, absolutely. So your brioche, you can get nice brioche in the supermarkets or a good artisan bakery. You can make your own. If you don't want to, you can use muffins. Traditionally, this was served muffins. I think brioche is lighter. That's just a personal thing. And of course, you can use some gluten-free products all the same. That sauce that I went through very, very quickly is that will keep for a week in your fridge.
A week,
no problem at all.
Right.
And it's just regular whipping cream.
Yep.
So we get our brioche, we get our spinach, we get our grilled rasher, which is absolutely gorgeous. Probably 2 eggs per person.
You'd have to make 2 rashers here, because I'd eat one of them while I was making this.
Yeah, you're like me.
I can't.
We're so similar.
I can't.
Because when I'm cooking rashers, I have one in my mouth before it's even even on the plate.
Oh, it's terrible. Love it.
So look out for that, the dry cure bacon, if you can, from your local butcher, from your supermarket, from O'Neill's, who I think are excellent, so they are, and they're based in Wexford. So that's our lovely eggs Benedict. A little bit different. The sauce is much lighter than the Hollanders. Probably your listeners, if you're into eggs Benedict, you'll just say, oh, I want the, I really want to do the Hollanders. But no, it's a tricky sauce to make.
It is, yeah.
This is to make your life easy.
And it's a
lovely and delicious. You can leave out the mustard, but include the butter into it. And then what I like to do is a little squeeze of lemon juice for acidity, but that's optional. So taste it.
Yeah.
The next recipe is an omelette. Simple omelette. One of the first things I actually learned to make as a young chef.
Yes.
So omelettes, you can put anything into an omelette, but this is a mushroom omelette. So we'll start off by talking about the lovely mushrooms. We're using chestnut mushrooms. You can use the big breakfast mushrooms if you want to. You can go out and forage your own mushrooms, but just be careful.
We had mushrooms growing at the back of the garage. We don't know. 3 weeks ago, we're petrified. But the dog never went near them.
Well, you need to be careful. I'm not an expert.
And these are wild. I don't know where these things came from.
And you need to really just know your mushrooms and go to an expert.
I wouldn't eat them for a second.
There's lots of courses and foraging people who know and understand mushrooms. I don't. I do like wild mushrooms.
You heard about the fellow who went out foraging for mushrooms, didn't you? He was a fun guy. Sorry. But anyway, meantime.
Bang, good man.
That was very poor.
You're in good form.
That's very poor.
So the chestnut mushrooms are lovely.
Right.
There's a nice flavour. Or you can use the brown mushrooms. County Monaghan and Cork, there's lots of great counties that grow
reduced mushrooms.
Ones, of course.
But the chestnut, your favourite?
I think there's a nice flavour to them, and there's a nice texture to them.
There is.
So we soften them with a little bit of oil and butter in a good nonstick pan, and then what you do is you get three eggs. So it's three eggs, whisk them with a little bit with a fork, throw in some chopped chives, and really in the hot pan you put in, when you've cooked your mushrooms, soften them, you've put in your eggs in.
Soften them means how long
you soften them? I'd say 5 minutes.
Slice
them thinly. I should have said that. So in the recipe it says slice the mushrooms in two.
Okay.
And never wash your mushrooms, wipe them.
They become watered.
Just wipe them with a little bit of damp tissue, a clean J-cloth.
It's just because we were washing layers off it, or what?
Well, you're taking away a lot of the goodness. There's no need to do that, because they become soggy and they're porous to the air, so be careful of that. So you've softened your mushrooms. Now you can put in some cooked ham.
Mm-hmm.
You can put in, if you've left over streaky bacon, which in your house you wouldn't have any.
Yours.
You can put in, if you wanted, some roasted peppers, some sun-dried tomatoes. This is a very basic recipe with mushrooms, eggs, some herbs, and you put it onto a non-stick pan. You get a spatula, is the best utensil to use for this. And what I like to do is to flash this under the grill for about maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So you start it, seal the actual omelette. You'll see it puffing up. Serve it straight away. This will be done from start to finish in about 10 to 12 minutes, no problem at all. It's a three-egg omelette. It's an individual omelette. This is going to feed one. It's a lovely lunch, it's a lovely supper, and it's a lovely breakfast or brunch offering.
It's funny, isn't it? It fits all those
fresh eggs. But fresh eggs. Now, if you want to enrich it, when you're whisking up the eggs, before they go into the pan, you can throw in a splash of cream or milk if you want to, or a little knob of butter. But remember, we've had butter and we have oil in that from the mushrooms. So, don't overcomplicate
it.
And don't overcook it, because if it's overcooked, it becomes a little bit rubbery and it's not nice to eat. With that, I would serve, if you're having it for lunch, a nice little bit of dressed salad, crusty bread, away you go.
Away you go.
And a nice cup of good tea.
Hot cup of tea.
Milky tea.
As your mother would say, hot cup of tea now.
Barry's tea, the best.
Where she goes, and tea's not hot. It had to be hot.
Was she very particular?
Well, she loved her hot tea.
Imelda hated
it when it went cold.
Imelda doesn't like my tea.
Just like your tea.
Honestly, I always make it too milky. Tea. I like me milk.
Oh, yeah.
So I do.
I like the tea to be hot. That's gas. All right, fair play. So that's it. Mushroom omelette the eggs Benedict. I like both of those. They're really good.
And you enjoy your nice little little pastries.
My little Madeline. Hello, Madeline. thank you so much. And just a reminder again, lads, the recipes are available at RT Lyric FM. Marty in the morning. That's where you go first. And then RT Lyric FM and you'll find them. Well done, Levitt.
And we'll see you next week.
Thank you, my friend.
You behave yourself now, okay?
I've never behaved myself. I'd be silly.
You're a legend. What are you?
I'm a legend.
You're a legend.
Legend.